How do you put into words how you're feeling right now?
Oh, man. Proud. Just, yeah, elated with the way the boys defended. And, you know, we had to make a couple of changes just because of Josh getting felt something in his calf. So, change of shape, everything, you know, boys putting their bodies on the line. And then a moment of magic from our captain, you know, he's been an unsung hero all year, been brilliant amongst the group. And then for him to get a moment like that, you know, it was unbelievable.
Where does this night compare to other nights you've experienced or days as a manager or a player?
Well, manager, that's by far obviously the best moment. Playing wise, you know, you think of the things that have happened of course of since I've been at Eastleigh, you know, winning the FA Cup, stuff like that. But to get the club, you know, through an eliminator now, to be one game away from Wembley, wow, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, at the moment, obviously, definitely the most proudest moment I've got as a manager. All the rest of it, I have no idea right now.
All a bit of a blur, I suppose. Yeah, yeah. Those supporters, hundreds made the journey in full voice. What do you make of them, particularly at full time?
I come out and said it probably last week, I think, before we played Bournemouth on thing, that I was worried about their crowd. But I've got to be honest, although it was only a small section of it, I could hear them as loud as their crowd throughout the game. You know, that was brilliant. To come up here on a Thursday night and to support the boys the way they did, you know, it's not gone unnoticed. They're really, really grateful for it. I hope they can rest up like the boys, and fingers crossed, I think the club's going to try and do something to get as many of the boys there to support the lads again on Sunday, because we're going to need their help again on Sunday. So, I can't thank them enough.
Injury-wise, Joey Jones and Josh Hare coming off. Yeah. I suppose it's too early to know, but do you think they might have a chance for Sunday?
I think Joey will be all right. Joey felt a slight thing. I don't think it was nothing too thing. Josh at the moment is probably a bit more of a concern. Really, really was struggling with his calf. You know, for him to come off and for us to change the shape, you know, it had to be serious. So we'll have to see how he is. But we're going to have to see how all the boys are, you know. We're probably not going to get back to Eastleigh probably till 2-3 in the morning. And then we're going to have to get ready to play another game of football on Sunday. So it's going to be a hard turnaround. But this is what we wanted, you know. We can't complain about it now. We've got it. We've got to try and get them recovered as best we can. I'm sure they're all going to want to play. If they got a, you know, squeak of a chance of playing, they're going to want to play. So hopefully they'll be all right.
And just another word on Danny Hollins as well. I mean, terrific volley, but how important is he as a player since he's come back into the team from suspension?
Oh, no, he's an amazing player, you know. You don't have the career that Danny Hollins had without being a top player, you know. It's just, honestly, he's one of those lads that when he's in the team, you sort of take him for granted because he does a lot of breaking up the play, a lot of organising, stuff like that. When he's out the side, you really see you miss him, you know. So for him to pop up with a goal, you know, to cap off, which has been an unbelievable season for him, you know, and I'm so pleased for people like him, Boise, all the boys from last year, and Yatesy, and all the lads that was here last year that have got a chance to prove what good players they are, you know. Yeah. It was tough for all of us last year at moments, but this year I think they've really, really shown how good they are, you know. Terrific pros, worked their socks off from the first day of pre-season right up until now, you know, and the journey's still going. We're into May now, and to put in a performance like that, and, you know, Danny typifies the whole group, really.